Hi, Jeff Stelling here. Thanks for listening to Football's Greatest. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday. Just subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us wherever you get your podcasts. For now, here's a short clip of one of my favourite moments in the series so far. What was your favourite ever goal? Have you got one?
I've got two different answers for my favourite goal and my best goal. So the best goal I think I scored was against Blackburn, which won the goal of the season in 1995. My favourite goal, however, I think because of the situation, because of the fact it was the last ever game at the Dell, I was the last ever person to score a league goal at the Dell. That winning goal against Arsenal in the 88th minute, I think it was, in the last ever game, I couldn't have written a better script to finish my playing career at the Dell, really. It was just amazing. That day will stick with me forever.
It was a brilliant moment. And for people who were watching, we all just knew it was going to happen.
Well, the weird thing about it is that what people don't realise is that goal was my only Premier League goal that season. I'd been injured quite a lot that season. I'd been in and out of the team. I think I'd scored a goal in the League Cup earlier on in the season. And yet that was the only goal of the season. It just happened to come at just the right time. I'd come on as sub. You know, the game was poised at 2-2, and it was just an unbelievable way to send the stadium away.
I've got two favourites. One was the chip over Peter Schmeichel in the 6-3 over Manchester United. I mean, chipping Schmeichel, that took some
doing.
That
was pretty special.
Yeah, it was the nonchalant way you turned away afterwards.
I mean, that was one of those things where you've got to be brave sometimes as a footballer. You've got to... So what I wasn't afraid of doing was looking stupid if something that I tried didn't come off. So I wasn't afraid of doing that. I wasn't afraid of missing. So when I chipped him, the only reason that I did it, if you watch the footage, from the moment I received the ball and I have the little dribble, I don't look up at all, not once. So I don't know if Peter Schmeichel is off of his line or not. However, I'd watched the Newcastle Man United game the previous Monday night when Philippe Albert had chipped him from about 30 yards. And I'd noticed that Peter did like to come off of his line a little bit. So when I got to the edge of the box, I just gambled that he was going to be on his 6-yard line. And the chip was just, it just put, I mean, for a little while I thought, oh, is that going to hit the crossbar? And then as it just dipped underneath, it was like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then kind of that moment where you know you've done something special and the crowd just go up. And so, the reaction was just, I just stood there and went.
My absolute favourite, though, was against Newcastle, where, if I can sort of describe it, I mean, you collected the ball by virtue of a sort of back flick, a back heel almost, shoved it round one defender, flicked it over the centre-half and half-volleyed it into the corner of the net. High, and it was.
That was a really big game in my career, actually, that one, because I'd been dropped from the team for the last 5 games leading up to that game. Ian Bramford had decided that Paul Moody was more likely to score goals than I was.
Sorry. Don't mean to be disrespectful
moods.
To Paul Moody.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't be disrespectful to Moody. I love Moody. And he was a great lad, but he wasn't a goal scorer. And so I'd been left out for 5 games. I'd come back into the team. And if you watch the footage of that game, Paul Moody is warming up on the touchline as that move is taking place. And I score that goal, and then the camera pans to Ian Bramford on the bench, and I can lip read what Branny said to Moods. He just looked at him and he went, "Sit down, Moods," like that. And I'm thinking, I was coming off. I was just about to be substituted then, and I did it just at the right time, kept me on. We went one, that was the first goal in the game. Andy Cole equalised, and then later on in the game, again, maybe 5 minutes from the end, I scored another goal, which was probably in my top 10 goals I ever scored as well in the same game, where I took it on my thigh and volleyed it over Mike Hooper for the winning goal. And that game was a massive turning point in my career. So that goal was very special. I mishit the finish. That's why it's not my favourite goal.
Okay.
So as I go to hit the half volley, instead of it going in like nice and firmly, I kind of caught it on the bottom of my studs and it kind of bobbles in a little bit. And that's the only thing about it that stops it from being my favourite goal.
Look, I tell you, if people think this is a bit of a love-in and this is a bit of hyperbole, Harry Redknapp once said, your collection of goals stands up there alongside Messi, Ronaldo, Diego Maradona and Pelé's. Wow. You know.
Yeah, I mean, those guys obviously scored a massive amount of goals, way more goals than I ever scored. But in terms of the quality of goals, I'd like to think that, you know, if you take my 10 best goals, I don't think there'd be many players in the world who could put 10 up against them and go, yeah, mine are better than yours.
Yeah. He also said that if he was picking a fantasy team, he would pick you ahead of David Beckham.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, my goal scoring record was much better than David's. I mean, we didn't really have the assists thing going on back in our day. Those things weren't kind of recorded, but I know I set up a lot of goals as well, which is obviously big points in fantasy football. So, so yeah, I think in the mid-90s, I think Badil and Skinner did the whole fantasy football thing, and I went on their show, and a lot of people had me in their team back in those days.
Well, you look at someone like Beckham, when you look back, are you envious of his success and his lifestyle that he's got? I mean, he had a film named after him with Bendit like Beckham, you know, and yet you, I'm sure he would agree, you had more natural ability than he did.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain things that David was better than me at. Obviously, he covered more acreage on a pitch than I would have done. I would have said he was a better free kick taker than I was. But there were certainly things that I was a lot better than him at. My goal scoring, I think my range of passing was equally as good. In fact, I think I was a bit more perceptive in my passing. My crossing was equally as good as his. But I don't envy him at all. I think he did brilliantly for what he did in his career. He was fortunate. He was at a much bigger club than I was, so his profile was always going to be bigger than mine. I remember being sat on the bench when he made his England debut, you know, and just thinking, wow, this boy's got a big future ahead of him. He's a proper player. And it was quite funny, actually. During that England get-together when he made his debut, one of the training sessions we had, Glenn Hoddle was obviously manager of England, and after one of the training sessions, he pulled me and David over and we did some free kick taking after training. There was three of us taking the free kicks, me, Glenn, and David Beckham. And I just remember stood there thinking, I never thought I'd be taking a free kick with two other people and I'd be the shittest one there.
Who was the best then of those three?
I'd say probably Beckham was better. He managed to get his body in a position where he could do that whip up and over the wall, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't get my hips into that shape to get that real width that he got, and it was pretty phenomenal watching it at close quarters. And Prowsey does the same thing. He's very good as well.